Although many things can make us angry and our levels of anger can change from day to day, there are basically two types of anger, historical anger and present tense anger. That's according to Michael Fisher from the British Association of Anger Management.
Historical anger, there's a very, very strong emotional regressive charge associated with it, which is essentially around trauma, unfinished business from the childhood that needs to be brought to resolution. So in those very angry moments, which are always disproportionate to the event, that's when I can actually start to look at what I can do about how to manage that. And on our programs, we use very simple pieces of technology or methodology, which help people to actually access the original childhood trauma and deal with it and bring it to closure once and for all. The other part of the question, which I'm beginning to find absolutely fascinating, recently I was working with a woman who, she turned into Satan once a month for a week, which has all to do with her physiology and also brain chemistry. It's totally out of control to the extreme. For 3 weeks of the month, it's absolute bliss. But for that 1 week, it's absolute hell. So she's working with her gynecologist at the moment to find a medication that's actually going to help her to contain herself for that 1 week. But she's also had a look at things like changing her diet. So teas, coffees, alcohol, any spicy foods that are going to stimulate her system, she has to do away with. Any foods that she has a reaction to, which are wheat, gluten, soya, carbohydrates, she has to do without for that 1 week, and it actually helps her to stabilize. I don't know if you're aware of situations where people take a nap in the afternoon and they wake up feeling quite irritated and ratty. That's once again has to do with kind of brain chemistry catching up with itself. But certainly when you think about alcohol, alcohol can do two things. It either can actually suppress the anger or it can express the anger or exaggerate the anger. When it comes to diet, that's a very important part of learning how to manage your anger. And then there's some of the other physiological aspects which is important, which is to do with taking regular exercise, which includes things like yoga and tai chi and qigong. But any form of exercise actually helps you to stabilize.
Is it particularly those sort of exercises which are quite calm in their delivery, or actually is a good old kickboxing session, is that also going to be as good for you?
There's a lot of debate around this. A lot of theorists have different opinions about that. If you do exercises which have got a kind of an adrenaline charge associated with it, it's better to stay away from it. Because a lot of people who have an anger problem are also kind of intensity junkies and adrenaline junkies and are kind of addicted to extreme sports. So it depends on the individual, you know. So for example, I'm very, very sensitive to who I might give a baseball bat and a punch bag to, or who I might say, what I'd like you to do is when you go home, buy these pieces of technology so you can use them to cathart, or go and do a kickboxing, or go and do some kind of rigorous extreme sport to cathart. So I'm very, very aware of who I might suggest uses these different outlets. If an individual's an exploder, I'm inclined to suggest stay away from extreme sports and anything that's going to adrenalize you because they're addicted to adrenaline. But somebody who's an imploder, someone who needs to assert themselves, you know, someone who turns their anger in on themselves, someone who spends a lot of time being depressed, those high-energy sports are fantastic. I mean, they really, really, really are useful because it gets their energy up. But certainly, it's about being very respectful about what exercise and what sport you might do in order to actually help you to emotionally release or emotionally cathart.
So it's not just as straightforward as, you know, ripping a telephone directory gets all that stress out, or punching a punch bag and that's it, the stress is gone.
No, I don't think it is. I mean, you can speak to people who take a lot of exercise. It's a momentary respite. That's what it is. And they have to do slightly more than just tearing up telephone books, etc. See, it doesn't even get rid of the stress. It just gives you kind of, you know, a respite for a couple of hours or a couple of days. I mean, in order to manage the stress, you've got to identify what stresses you out. Because if you don't identify what stresses you out, then you'll never deal with the stress. So it's about making sure that once you identify what stresses you out, stop doing that behavior. So identify what stresses you out and then begin the process of eliminating the behavior that causes the stress. Otherwise, you can go to the gym for the rest of your life and it doesn't mean that you're going to become less stressed.
That's Michael Fisher.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.